these kinds of questions are exercise the divine meditation of, you know, great devotees. And according to their capacity, they express different types of appreciation, realization, or observations. What is the difference between Goloka and Gokula? Conventional understanding is that Gokula is the original, Gokula Vrindavan, excuse me, Goloka Vrindavan. And that within this world, it's called Prapancha Lila, means while there's a material manifestation of universes, planets, etc., that there's a, like a satellite, an extension of Gokula into this plane called Gokula, from Goloka to Gokula. And the Gokula Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna within this world, they're here for 125 years, they move to the next universe. And what are the difference between the pastimes here and the pastimes there? Only the great spiritual experts, they make some observations in different ways. But Srila Guru Maharaj, in discussing these things with him, he mentioned that perhaps Jiva Goswami, it's perhaps in the Brahma Sangita commentaries, another way of seeing. And we find corroborative evidence in the Garga Sangita. When Radharani tells Krishna, when Krishna announces his intentions to descend into the world, remember, once in a day of Brahma, Krishna descends. Radharani says, I'm only going if you take everything we have here with us. Means Vrindavan, Jamuna, Ganga, everything. And she repeats it. She says twice, not replicas or duplicates. What we have to take all of this with us. Right? Not like we'll get new paraphernalia that looks like it. No. All of what we have here will descend with that. Otherwise I'm not going. So this is corroborative supportive evidence that actually, mysteriously, mystically, the original is brought into this plane. And a satellite is Goloka. An extension is there. And in this plane, the experience is somewhat enhanced because the infinite is mixing with the finite. The liberated moving amongst the non-liberated. We take it in the spiritual world, everyone is a liberated soul. By Kuntier Prithivyadi Sakala Chinmoy. Even the grass, the soul, everything in the spiritual world, there's nothing conditional about it. So there, things that are, how shall we say, for the sake of just expressing this, what is real here is by inference there. For example, demons. In Gokula pastimes, demons appear. You know, Putana, Trinavarta, so many, Aristasura, Kaliya. In Goloka Vrindavan, Guru Maharaj said, like there may be posters, like sometimes they warn people with posters, rumors. So many things there are by inference, or what's the other word? Illusion. Whereas here, bringing his original here, there all only liberated souls are participating in everything. Here, it's a mixture of non-liberated finite, the infinite mixing with them. So it adds some extra quality of excitement and intensity. When it comes to separation, Srila Bishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam commentaries that actually union and separation are running in parallel. And this is inconceivable, but this is what he says. So there's one description of in the separation of when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, apparently, that they all ignore themselves, their houses are full of cobwebs, people from a nearby village come and feed them. They become totally dysfunctional and neglect themselves to the extreme, and the whole of Vrindavan, it looks horrible. But he points out, when Uddhava comes, they shift into the other mode. So when he appears, he sees the gopis, they're making butter, and the union manifestation running in parallel to the separation manifestation shifts to give him another experience. And well, these things are all, how does this work? It's inconceivable. So if we talk about here, let me say, 100 years of separation, 125 years of pastimes, and Krishna does the one and a half times growth according to Padma Purana. So when he's six, he's actually, what is it? 1.5, whatever it is, 9. When he's 12, he's 18, etc. There are many things to factor in. But here we tell 100 years of separation. What are years? What is that time? If they say that the blinking of an eye is the Rasa Leela, we're told there's the expansion and contraction of time and space employed in Krishna Leela. So that night, that evening, Krishna summoned many evenings. So we're told that night was a Brahma Ratri, a night of Brahma. Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Ahor Yad Brahmanovidu. So just to assign a numerical value to it, 8,600,000,000 years. That's the duration of the Rasa Leela from one perspective. And what is it to the Braja Gopis? It was the blink of an eye. We're so sad. It was over before it started. What does Radharani say in Jagannath Balavan Natak of Ramananda? Factoring in these things, she's saying, what I'm going to do the next time, I'm going to worship time. And it's described there very beautifully. Guru Maharaj used to sing this many times. She's the way they, how do you, what is the Vedic system to propitiate someone? You offer them an asan. Then they sit on the asan. Then you get out the paraphernalia. Right? You put the water, wipe their feet, dry the feet. Offer the flowers, offer the incense, offer the panchpradeep, do all of these things, like arati. Radharani said, I'm going to do arati to time. Take time, put time on a beautiful throne, asan, and do my arati. And then when time is very happy and propitiated, he says, then I'm going to turn my attention to Krishna. Because the last time, it went like that. It was so fast. So what I have to do is control time. Are we going to try and approach this with our rational minds? If we do, we won't understand anything that she's talking about. But if we will leave our minds at the door, there are some places where you enter, they make you take off your coat and hat, right, and give them to someone, and then you go inside. You have to take off the coverings of the soul, intellect, my all these things, leave them at the door. Jnane priyasam rupasanam anteva. Jivan sanmukhari bhavad. Jivan tisan mukhari dhan bhavadiya bhartam stane stita shruti katam dhanavan manobir ye prayaso jita jito piyasi taistri lokyam. It's Brahma's advice. Leave your mind at the door. Leave your intellect at the door. Don't try to measure him. So the Brahma Ratri was like the blink of an eye. And separation points, expansion, the contraction and expansion of time and space. So when they don't, we're told, when Krishna, if he goes in Vrindavan forest and a tree becomes a devotee who's seeing Krishna, a tree comes between their vision of Krishna and that's intolerable to them. They have heart failure. I say, well, that's just so, it's so brief. The gopis are cursing Brahma for making eyes that blink, because during the blinking, they're not seeing Krishna. In one place, Radharani said, oh, were I to have eyes like a fish that are always open. No, they don't have eyelids. So, and what is that blink of the eye compared to? A day of Brahma. How long is a day of Brahma? 8,600,000,000 years. This is all possible through separation. The huge time is like the blink of an eye. The blink of an eye is like infinite time. So we have to understand something about these principles. We can understand something about Goloka, Gokula, this, that, the other thing. So even in both places, union and separation are running an eternal parallel. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Razmat Ekatman of Vibhuvi Puram Deham Bedam Katoto. Sometimes they're together as one, Mahaprabhu, then apart, Radha and Krishna, together as Mahaprabhu. Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela running in parallel eternally. Which is first? Gaur Leela, Guru Maharaj says, the gift or the giver? Mahaprabhu is the giver. Which comes first, the gift or the giver? He's gifting Krishna Leela. Yata yata gora padara vinde, vindeta bhaktim krita punya rasi, tata tatot sarpati hridyakasmat, radha padamboja sudamburasi. Guru Maharaj will say, Vrindavan is for the highest section of liberated souls. It's why Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat was established in Navadviptam, in Gupta Govardhan. Vrindavan is for the highest section of liberated souls. Krishna Lilamrita Sar Tar Sata Shatadar Das Dike Baha Jaha Hoite. But then, what is the difference between Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela? Krishna Leela is very, if it's only meant for the highest section of liberated souls, that means how many are excluded? What is Gaur Leela? The magnanimous distribution of Krishna Leela. Krishna Lila Madhurya, Madhurja, Gaur Lila Odarja, distributing that. Das DK means 10 directions. North, south, east, west, north, east, north, south, etc. Up, down. So what is generally reserved for the highest section of liberated souls is being extended to the non-liberated section. That's another way of putting it. So what does Prabodhananda say? Tungavidya, Astasaki Tungavidya, should know. Says, then you give your full attention to Gaurapad, the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Nityananda is saying, Bhaja Gauranga. They're trying to tell us how to get entrance into that plane. Give your full attention to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Vinde Bhakti Krita Punya Rasi means those who are Sukritivan, Sumedasa, refined theistic intellect. They'll see the entrance to Vrindavan is in Navadvip. The entrance into Krishna Leela is Gaur Leela. And what will happen? He says, if you do that, because who is Mahaprabhu? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya, Radha Bhava Duty, Subalita, Krishna enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, then Tata Tatot Sarputi Hridya Kasmat, automatically, subconsciously, deep within the core of your heart, what will appear? The Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi, the ocean, nectarine ocean of service to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, that flow will come to your heart. And you'll find yourself awakening in the soil of Vrindavan. And Guru Maharaj said it, one comparison he gave, he said, like, if you get on a flight in New York and you get off in India. That's one example he gave. Another example, he said, like a machine, you put the coin in here and the ticket comes out on the other side. You put your coin, your serving capital in the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and collect your ticket for Vrindavan. When Guru Maharaj asked Saraswati Thakur some intricate questions, Sanatan Goswami concludes Krishna Leela in this way, Rupa Goswami in another way. How are we to understand this? Saraswati Thakur's answer was, Adhoksaja. Means beyond, it's beyond what can be grasped by the mind, the intellect. Adha Aksaja. Means you have to suppress sense experience. But interestingly, when Uddhava was sent to comfort the Braja Gopis and give them some hope, there the word Adhoksaja means, he told them to, Aksaja means eyes, close your eyes and Krishna will appear. And they're associated, all the Braja Gopis close their eyes and Krishna appear. But some of them, in their madness, you know, we all have pupils, which are like irises on a camera. So they thought to close them, otherwise Krishna could get out through the holes of their eyes. He could escape. But they all very sweetly go, oh, Uddhava, you're so wonderful. Uddhava means he makes everyone happy, gives happiness to everyone. So the pastimes of separation are mysterious. Yes, who's going to invite separation? We can only understand it theoretically. If we say absence makes the heart grow fonder, when Krishna separates him from them, to sometimes we see this. If you want a little parallel, I mean a crude example, sometimes people do this and playing with children. Lovers might even do it, but let's stick with children. They put them temporarily into some anxiety, like a naughty uncle or something. They hide them and they go, see, I'm here. They want to see them in that intense state of desperation. It's a very crude example. But Krishna, he tells them, why am I doing it? They're saying, why are you so cruel? You're supposed to be the person who descended in the world to relieve everybody's suffering and unhappiness. And all we've got from day one meeting with you is unlimited suffering and unhappiness. Is this fair? We're supposed to be your highest devotees and we're in the greatest anxiety, suffering, unhappiness. And then everyone's praising you. You're Patita Pavana, the savior of the fallen. You know, what about us? Are we the only people not on the list? How can you do this to us? We live for you and you treat us this way. And Krishna's saying, it's not like that. He has to reveal his internal thinking. But he is... cannot resist the flow of love in their hearts, and by apparently separating himself from them, a greater depth of love and flow is released, and he can't resist that. And he says, when someone's before you, you see them, they're not so much in your heart and mind. You're looking at their form, seeing, he said, but in their absence, they're fully present in your heart and mind. And he said, so only our physical forms are separated, but actually, you're all deep in my heart and soul as I'm in yours. Anyway, why did Radharani, after hearing Krishna's confession, summon all the Braja Gopis to return to Vrindavan? Because he said, Mayi bhakti arhi bhutanam amritataya kalpate dishtya madashin matsneho bhavatinam madapana. He said, everyone considers themselves supremely fortunate if they get a connection with me. And rightfully so. He's Krishna, of course. It makes sense. Karmis, Gyanis, Yogis, different types of bhaktas. Saying, but I consider myself fortunate that I'm the object of that irresistibly sweet flow of love that's in your hearts. That's my good fortune. Everyone else's good fortune is to get a connection with me. It's my good fortune that I have a connection with you. Then Radharani said, we can go now. It's clear, he always and only belongs to us. Everything else is a show. It says, what, Vrindavanam Paritaja? I can't say it one way because Gurudev doesn't like it that way. But it says Krishna never steps out of Vrindavan, 1 foot out of Vrindavan. So then what is this all about? 100 years of separation. It's mysterious. Sometimes, because Krishna says, I'm only going to Mathura for 2 to 4 days, Vishwanath will say, that's true. It's inconceivable and mysterious. He never leaves Vrindavan. So how is there 100 years of separation? Dwarka Krishna is not Vrindavan Krishna. Vrindavan Krishna doesn't go and live in Dwarka. And he tells them that in that meeting too. He said, actually, by the mercy of Narayan, we're with each other every day. But Some will think, oh, Krishna sends an expansion of himself from Dwarka to be with them. But another way of seeing it is that Dwarka Krishna is the expansion. Swayam Bhagavan is only at the right hand of Radharani. Krishna is only fully Krishna with Radharani. Beside any other gopi or any other queen, you know, the Brajagopi, there was the great Brajagopis, Mahishi, Dwarka queens, Vaikuntha Lakshmis. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is only fully himself at the side of Radharani. So these are divine pastimes meant to generate, you know, go into the deep heart's core and generate superior substance by apparently being separated from one another. But in this showing, bringing this divine play into this world, it has some increased intensity. Goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuto govinda mari purusham tamaham bhajami.